Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the luckiest man in America. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. A new movie in theaters tells the real-life story of Michael Larson, an Ohio man on a mission to outsmart a popular game show. Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media's Egal Kaufman reports.
The 1980s game show Press Your Luck combined a bit of trivia with a bit of hand-eye coordination and a lot of, well, luck. A light would fly seemingly randomly around a large board highlighting different prizes, the chance for extra spins, or the dreaded whammy.
Stop! You gotta win.
For some reason, the title of the show didn't grab onto people, but Big Bucks and Whammies did.
That's game show historian Adam Neediff. The Whammy was a little cartoon bad guy, and if your light stopped on him instead of the loot, you lost everything you had accrued. When the show premiered, it almost immediately caught the eye of Michael Larson, an ice cream truck driver from Lebanon in southwest Ohio.
Michael was sort of driven by the notion that he was smarter than other people.
Larson was known to watch a bank of TVs in his living room that would play different shows simultaneously. After watching and rewatching episodes of Press Your Luck for months, Larson drove across country to compete on the show.
Fine. Stop! Stop at $4,000 in a spin. $18,136, Michael.
Larson ended up pressing his luck over and over and over, eventually winning $110,239. Today, that's equivalent to more than $300,000. Bob Bowden was a network exec at CBS who worked on Press Your Luck.
This is something that nobody had anticipated. How could this guy do this? What do we do in the case of something like this? It had never come up before.
A new movie sets out to answer that question. It's called The Luckiest Man in America, and it stars Paul Walter Hauser and Walton Goggins.
I just came off a three-day trek from my hometown in Ohio.
Big bucks.
Now, the big board is filled with money, but be careful of the whammies because they'll take you right back down.
So how was Larson so good at avoiding the whammy? The lights weren't really random. There were only five sets of patterns that they followed, and Larson, in his room with his wall of TVs, had memorized them all. That extended his turns into the absurd, and it soon became clear he was playing with a stacked deck.
$20,000, especially in 1984, was a small fortune. And so, generally speaking, a contestant who went on after winning $20,000 would agonize over it.
Remember, contestants playing the game as intended were constantly in danger of losing everything by hitting a whammy. But Larson didn't deliberate at all before pressing his luck, fearlessly racking up more money and new spins. And he became a part of game show history along the way, unlocking the imagination of those who identified with his quixotic quest.
Just the idea that a little guy can beat a big, powerful company, as Michael Larson did on this one day, I think there's something about that that just speaks to people.
After the game, CBS decided to increase the number of patterns to prevent such chicanery in the future. But they deemed Larson hadn't technically cheated and allowed him to keep his windfall. But as Neediff explains, Larson's desire to outsmart people wouldn't let him do something sensible like just riding off into the sunset with a newly flush investment portfolio. Instead, he pressed his luck with a different game show, Sale of the Century.
They would put a series of six digits on the screen, and they said, if you mail in a $1 bill that has these serial digits on it in this order, you'll win a cut of this $40,000 jackpot.
Larson decided to pull his windfall from Press Your Luck out of the bank in $1 bills, so he could make a run at the serial number prize. He was seen coming home day after day carrying grocery bags that contained stacks of cash. You may already be able to guess what happened next.
Somebody broke in one night and took off with money, so Michael lost a large chunk of his money in the robbery.
Perhaps the moral of the story is that ultimately, the whammy comes for us all. But Michael Larson, who passed away in 1999, living in Florida of all places, secured his place in the memories and imaginations of a generation of game show fans. With the release of The Luckiest Man in America, he gets another chance for a posthumous victory lap. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Egal Kaufman.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.